Is there any moil mele b'yoyim? Then he agrees that din is u'bayoyim ha'shmini, you have to have the milu b'davka by day, and not at night time. Shaloi b'zmanoi, but any time the bris is not on the eighth day, when he was born, let's say he's 9 or 10 days old already, then he move him b'yoyim of a'layla. If you want to, you can even make the bris to me, leave it at night time. That's what Reb Shimon holds. So it's a machlokes here. If a milu shaloi b'zmanoi or a moshuch, of a person that was moshuch his orla, and he has to make a second bris milah, can he do it at night time or not? So my first thought, the ikum machloikis is about moshuch. So my love, welcome if look, isn't the machloikis like this? To ma'asov a moshuch d'iraisa. The Tanakam holds that moshuch of your moshuch olosoi, you have to make a second bris milah midiraisa. And since you have to do it midiraisa, it has to daft to be b'yoyim, and not at night. O ma'asov Rav Shimon holds, moshuch d'rabonin. No, that a moshuch has to make a bris milah only mid rabbanon. Therefore, he could even do it at night time. That's the machlokes. That's the Gemara thought. For the Gemara, but Tizbro, is this the pshat of the machlokes? We have Shimon argues in a lot of cases, not only by moshuch, even by a kid that didn't have a bris milah yet, and he's 9 or 10 days old. He also says he could do it at night time. So for the Gemara, katan shavas mana. If you have a kid, a Jewish boy, that's 10, 11 days old, mi yikul l'man v'yom mid rabbanon. Does anybody hold that the chiyuv milah is only midrabbanan? Avada midiraisa, he has a chiyuv to make a bris milah. True, the adifa is to do it on the eighth day, but if you don't do it on the eighth day, the chiyuv milah is still here until you do it. So even though it's a chiyuv midiraisa, still Reb Shimon holds you're allowed to do it at night time. So that's not the machlokes here of a moshuch is midiraisa midrabbanan. So Gemara says, Ela de kuli yalma, could be everybody holds like Reb Hunataka, that moshuch the rabbanan. That a person that had a bris milah and lady was moshuch or losoi, the chi of milah is only with the rabbanon. The cotton shav is man of the eraisa. But a kid that did not have a bris yet, even though he's 10, 11 days old, there's a chi of the eraisa to give him a bris milah. See, if so, what's the machlokes from Shimon and the Tanakama? The yehocha bo kemiflugi. Here the machlokes is like this. Ma'asova dashinun ubayoyim, u ma'asova loy dashinun ubayoyim. The Tanakhama says, we dashin ubayoyim hashmini. The extra vav teaches us not only on the eighth day does the milah have to be by day and not by night, but ubayoyim, even any time you make a bris milah, there's always a din by yoyim and not at night. And Reb Shimon says, no, he doesn't dashin the vav ubayoyim. Therefore, bayoyim hashmini, on the eighth day when you make a milah bizmano, the other Torah says, bayoyim, it has to be by day and not by night. Ma'ashenken, any time you make a bris milah shlei bizmano, it's kosher even balayla. The Gemara says now, ki ha, di Yosef, Reb Yechanan was sitting down, ukedorish, he dashed like this. Noiser bizmanoi eina nisof ela b'yoyim. When you have kodeshim, that became noiser that day, like let's say shlomim, it became the third day already, so now the locher is, it's noiser, so the mitzvah to burn it b'yoyim that day. What about shlei bizmano, let's say you didn't burn it that day, is nisof bein b'yoyim bein b'layla. You could burn the noiser even at night time. That's what Reb Yechonim was saying over. V'yeisve Reb Lozen l'Reb Yechonim. Reb Lozen asked the kasha to Reb Yechonim like this. Ey li'yela nimul ishmini. We only know when you make a bris milah on the eighth day that it has to be done b'yoyim. Shei nimul el b'yoyim. It has to be dafka at daytime. Minayin, how do we know l'rabbas l'tisha l'yasar l'yacharos l'shnei mosar? How do we know that even a kid, that shaleibiz mana, the kid is 9, 10, 11, or 12 days old already, that when we make the bris milah, it also has to be davka by daytime like we hold lalocha, and not at nighttime. Talmud loyno, we dashin ubayoyim. We dashin the vav. So you see, ubayoyim teaches us, the extra vav teaches us, that a davka has to be at daytime and not at nighttime. So Mel, this is the kasha to Rabbi Yechonon. How could you say noiser? Shaloi bizmano, you could burn it even at nighttime. By noiser, the pasuk says, vaha noiser, it says the vav there also. Ah, you tell me maybe Rabbi Yechonon meant to say according to Rabbi Shimon Shita that doesn't dash in the word vav? No. Rish Lakish, Rabbi Lozzi has to cash like this. That's v'afilu l'mandaloi darish vav. Afilu according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. By milah shlei bizmano that says you can make it at night time. Because he does not dash in the vav u'bayom hashmini, but vav v'hei darish. But over here by noiser, by leftover kodeshim, it says v'ha noiser. It says an extra vav and an extra hay. When you have an extra vav and an extra hay, everybody holds your dashna to teach us that just like the first day, you have to burn it at daytime. Who then, if you wait to the fourth or fifth day, you could only burn the noisa by daytime and not by nighttime. This is the kasha Reb Lez asked Reb Yechonon. But a kopon you say by yos, the machlekes is, if mila shaloi this man could be at night time, it's totally tidash in the vav, u ba yoimanat. So Mora says, ishtik, Rabbi Yechanan kept quiet, like Rabbi Lez asked him a good kasha. Rabbi Yechanan dash in that noisa shaloi this man could even be at night time, and Rabbi Lez asked him back very well. Mora says, now, boss of the Nofik after Rabbi Lez went away, is omale Rabbi Yechanan Rash Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan said to Rash Lakish, Reisi le ben pados, did you see ben pados, and Rabbi Lez ben pados, did you see him? She yoshe v'deros kumayshe piagvura. He dashed very good, he dashed in the Torah excellent. Like he caught me. Omale Rash Lakish said, Tidehi, what he told Yob is in his own drosha. Mas nisini, it's meferisha praisa. It's a meferisha Torah's kanim. Heicha tonilei, so Rash Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan Rash Lakish, where did you learn it? The Torah's kanim. It's brought down this drosha in Torah's kanim. So Nofik Rabbi Yechanan went out to Nino Betlosa Yemen. He learned through the whole Torah's kanim in 3 days. The Sovra Betlosa Yarcha. But it took him 3 months till he understood it well, till he said over all the svaras. I call upon him, that's the locha, that noiser is dafka by yom, you have to burn it. And in the mila, we hold every mila has to dafka be at daytime and not at nighttime. Now a new gemara. Omer Rebeloza. Rebeloza says, oral shehiza hazos like shera. An oral, a person that's an oral, a person that didn't have a bris mila yet, if he takes the nechatis, the water, that has the ashes of the paradum in it, and he spritzes it, he sprays it on a person that has tumas mace on him. If he does it biyam shlishim biyam shvi, the person becomes tor. In other words, even though the person that's spritzing it is an oral, so what? The mice and oral we hold is not like a tummy. Therefore, he could spritz the mechatas upon somebody else. So the Gemara says midi devi atzful yoyim. It's the same halacha like atzful yoyim. Atzful yoyim means somebody that touched a sherek. Let's say he was tummy. And he went to the mikveh that day, and he still has a din tfu yom on him until the night time. The lochari shafo pi shasa betruma, even though it's full yom, a kayin that went to the mikveh that day, he's also ti truma up until the night time. Still kosher b'para, a tfu yom is allowed to work with the para duma. It's the same thing in oral also. Even though an oral is not allowed to eat truma, but so what, lamais, he's allowed to be mekadesh to make the para duma, to make the mechatis. But the Gemara no, Mala Tzfu Yoyim, I tell you, Tzfu Yoyim is not so strong. She came Mutta B'Maisa, because Tzfu Yoyim is Larit Maisa. Maybe that's why he's allowed to work with the Paraduma. Mashenkin and Orwell, that's not Larit Maisa, maybe he can't work with the Paraduma. For the Gemara Otto, Anan Liachilu Kamrinan. Are we talking about that he should be able to eat? Anan Liachilu Kamrinan. We're talking about whether the person that's an Orwell, can he go and touch the Paraduma? Can he go and touch the Mechatis? And the din is like this. Uma tful yoim shasa b'negiyah de truma. Madacha tful yoim akayin, that was tummy. And he went to the mikveh that day. He's even after the mikveh, he's not allowed to touch truma until the night time. Still muta the paro. Still is allowed to work with the paraduma. Oral. Akayin, that's an oral. She muta b'negiyah. He's allowed to touch truma. We all the oral doesn't have a din tumor on him. It's just Allah, he's not allowed to eat truma. But he's allowed to touch truma. Is Daniel din? Isn't it a svara for sure? Shemuta b'para, that he should be allowed to work with the paraduma. So this is Reb Lez's chiddush that a person that's an oral is allowed to spritz the mechatis, the paraduma. The Maratanya Nam Yochum learned like this also. Oral shehiza azosa ksheira, an oral that made the azor that spritzed the mechatis upon somebody else. Shno lemaisis ksheira. Well, my saw you once happened a case like this. V'chshiru chachomim azosoi. The chom taka said is taka kosher. The azo is called the good azo. For the more nice way, I have a kasha now on you, Reb Lezer. Tumtim, a person is a tumtim. Again, his beitzim is aver is covered up. We don't know if he's a zocher. We don't know if he's an isha. The lacharish shekidesh kedushay posel. If he went to be mekadesh, Rashi says she'irav eifav amayim. He poured the ashes of the paradum into the water. To make the mechatis, if he did it, it's possible. It's not good. Why? Mifnei shu sofik oral. Because is a tumtum, is a sofik, maybe he's a zocher. And if he's a zocher, he's an oral. So if an oral can't do it. The oral possible a kaddish. And an oral is possible to make the mechatis. Says the kashan Reb Lezer. Here it says clearly an oral is possible to make the kiddish of the mechatis. So who I did, he can't spritz the mechatis either. So how come Reb Lezer says an oral shehizo, his azosos ksheira? Right, another locher is the yandrugnis. That's a person true, he has a gid, and he has a makam like an isha. And even if you made a bris mila on him, Shekiddush, if he was Mekadosh to Mechates, Kedusha Kosher. The mice, it's okay. So Rashi says, Andrugnis Mohol, he had a bris miluronim. Shekiddush Kedusha Kosher, Shafilu Ishek Sheru Lekadosh, Lerabon Lekam Yafinu Tamayu. That the Rabbon and Shittur is, even an Isher is Kosher to make the Kiddush, to pour the ashes into the water. So therefore, the Andrugnis Mamonoshach. If he's a Zohar, he had a bris milur, he's okay. If he's in a cave, he's also okay to be Mekadosh. Therefore, an Andrugnis is better than a Tumtim. Rabbi Yehuda Weiner, Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is no. Af Andrugnis, Shekidesh Kedusha Psulim. Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is no, an Andrugnis. A person that has both Simonim, has a Gid, and has a Makkel like an Isha, even though he made a Bris Mila on him, still he can't make Kiddush for the Mechatis. Why? Nefnesha Sofik Isha. Because an Andrugnis is a Sofik, maybe the din of him is, he has a din like an Isha. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Isha Psula Mila Kaddish. We'll soon dash him sukkim. Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is an Isha's possible to be Mekadosh the Mechatis. She is possible to put the ashes of the Paradum into the water to make the Mechatis. But our core point of the Gemara Kash and Rabbi Lezer is, Ketani Niyah, we learned over here, Oral, the Sofik Oral and a Tumtum, that's a Sofik Oral, possible Mekadosh, he is not allowed to play around with the Mechatis. He can't make the Mechatis. So if he can't make the Mechatis, so what then? He can't make the Azor? So it's not like Rabbi Lezer that says an oral is allowed to make tazor. So Gemara answers, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Haitana Tana Dever Rabbi Kivahu. This Tana the Braisa goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. And Rabbi Lezer is going according to Chacham Shita, like we have before. The Mar Bilei L'Oro Ketomei. Like we learned before, according to Rabbi Kiva, an oral has a Lochola Mamish like a Zav and like a Mitzvira. He has Tumor on him. And therefore he can't touch the Mechatis. The Tanya we learned before, Rabbi Akiva Weimer, Ish Ish L'Rabbi Ses Oral. That's the point, Ish Ish as a Zav and a Mitzayro. So he learns, Hu Adin, it goes on an oral. The Rashi says, Ish Ish Mizer Aaron, Midirabi L'Oral. Kabi Tumeyim, Shema Mina Dechi Adodin Yenu, Fiafilu L'Negiya the True Master. According to Rabbi Kiva, an oral, a kain that's an oral, not only can't eat truma, but who adin he can't touch truma. He has a din tumor on him. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it's very good why an oral is not allowed to make the kiddush of the mechatis. Who adin he can't make the hazor? But according to Chacham Shita, Rabbi Lezer Shita, we had before, that he does not in the posnik ishish. Therefore, he holds an oral is not tummy. If an oral is not tummy, true, an oral cannot eat truma, but he just can't eat it. But when he's allowed to touch truma. Therefore, what did he can make the mechatis and he can make the azor be kosher? Moses Omar Rova, Heavy Yasivna Kaim with Rabbi Yosef. I was sitting down in front of Rabbi Yosef. The Kashali, and he asked a question like this. How come La Lishtam Tana, how come no Tana have we learned? I never found the Tana Mishnah of a listed that learned, Ha'oro via Tomei. That said an Oro has the same halacha like a Tomei. For Lema, then I should say, Rabbi Akivi goes according to Rabbi Akivi Shita. For the Gemara of Eloi, you never found a Mishnah like this. For Akhtoni, we learned the Mishnah in Chagiga, it sounds like this. Ha'orel v'hatomei pturim in Ariya. So you see, an Orel and a Tomei has the same halacha. A person that's an Orel doesn't have a bris mila yet. Or a person that's Tomei, he's parted from being a regal. He's parted from being in a korban el as Ariya. So it says, puts the two together. So Gemara says, Hasu mishum demoyis. Over there, maybe not because he has a din tumor on him, an Orel. But maybe because he looks disgusting. Rashi says, the moyis liiros biazor. It's not nice for a person that's an oral to be seen in the base of Migdish. That's why he's potter. But not because really he's a tomei. Maybe this mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva Shita. It's just that he's moyis. Now the Gemara says, v'yozul tamayu. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbonin, diafligu liyel biandruvnis. So it's shame. So kitza, there's no kasha really on Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Kiva tak argues on him. But Reb Lez himself holds an oral is not Tomei, therefore an oral that makes Hazor, it's kosher. Now before we add a machloikas from Yudin and Chomim, whether an Isha is allowed to be Mekadish, the Mechatis or not. What's the machloikas? The Gemara says, Yozlo Tamayu, the Tanya. Learn like this. Hakil Kesherim Mekadish. Everybody, even an Isha is kosher to put the Afer of the Paradum into the water, to be Mekadish the water. Chus Mecheresh Shait of the Kotan. Only a Cheresh Shait of the Kotan, they can't do it. So Rashi learns call a ksherim means I call ksherim call a tohirim. Ksherim lekadosh from mechadosh afilu isha. Avol oral b'tomei loy ribi. But an oral and a tomei cannot do it. We have Yehuda matshe b'kotin. Yehuda says a cotton is okay. Ol poiso b'yishav uva andrugnis. But if Yudhi Shitu is an Isha and an Adrugnis, a Sophic Isha, they cannot be Mekanesh to Mechatis. For it says, my time with the Rabbanim, what's the Rabbanim sword that says an Isha could? The Pasuk says, V'lokhu l'tomei me'efes reifas achatis. You have to take for the Tomei, a person's a Tomei mace, from the Sreif of the burning of the Paraduma. So Vidashin Hanech the Pasli Biasifa. Whoever is possible to gather together the ashes is psulim bekiddush. Has the same soul, they can't put the afer into the water. But Hanech the Ksherim Biasifa, whoever is kosher to gather together the ashes, is Ksherim bekiddush. They're also allowed to make the kiddush. So that's a Chom Shita, if it's an Isha of a Lochu. Rashi says, Bosser Asifas Aporo, Ksiv Hach Avoida, the Kiddush. V'yein Avoida, Mastekas, Ben Time, there's no Avoida in between. Siv Hanech, the Psalm, the Asif, Psalm, the Kiddush. V'osam Dashin, V'osaf Ish, V'loi Kotin, Tor, L'achshar Es Isha. So by Asifa, gathering together the Ishas of the Paradumu, we Dashin, that Ish, V'loi Kotin, and Tor is Lafuka, and Ish is also Kosher. That's the Chom Shita, since an Isha is kosher, to gather together the Efer of the Paraduma, who within an Isha is allowed to make the Kiddush. She's allowed to now take the ashes and put it into the water to be Mekanish the Mechatis. Reb Yehuda Amalok, Reb Yehuda says, no, im came, if so, Lei Mekro Vilokach, if it's a continuation. My Viloku, what does it mean, Viloku? The Afilu Hanech, the Psulim Hosim, Ksherim Hocha. Even the ones that are possible over there are kosher over here. Another Rashi says, "In came the heavy asayfa nokad legabe legabe mikadish lichta v'lokach l'tomei keich l'siv yasayfa v'yos loshin yochid." So whether I feel one of the psulim awesome going cotton, he doesn't even people that are possible to make the asayfa a cotton can't make the asayfa to make the kiddush though he is kosher. A cotton could make the kiddush. If you say such a chiddush, that even the people that are psulim for the asifa, to gather the ashes together, is allowed to make the kiddush, so even an isha should also be kosher. For the Gemara, the pasuk says, v'nosan, aloshin yochid, v'loi v'nosno, aloshin zochor, and not on the cave, not an isha. For Rabbanan, for the Gemara, Rabbanan say an isha is allowed to, iksiv v'lokach v'nosna v'mino shokuchad v'yoyuchad. Who would have said that, loshin v'lokach v'nosin? I would have thought one person has to take it, and one person has to put it into the ashes. Because Rachmanu v'lokhu. The teachers want that the same person could do it. Because Rachmanu v'lokhu v'nosna v'mino v'shakli trey v'yoy v'trey. You need two people to take it, and two people to put it into the water. It's called the Rachmanu v'lokhu v'nosan. The afilu shakle trei. Even if two people took the afer, the yoyiv chad, only one person put it into the water. The hiza still is good. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over the list Gemara again on the next tape. We'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding daf ayin beis on the beis. Again, in the middle of Les Shaila, that Rabbi Lezer said a chiddush. Rabbi Lezer said a chiddush that an oral shehiza is azosek shera. That an oral, even though you didn't have a bris milah done to you yet, but still, if you take the mechatis and spritz it upon somebody that's a tamei meis, you could be metaya that person. Even though you're an oral, so what? Rabbi Lezer holds an oral is not a tamedika person. You stam an oral, you don't have a bris milah, but if you make hazo on somebody else, it's kshera. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Brisa said, not like that. So Gemara said, the Brisa goes according to Rabbi Akiva Shita. Again, the Tanya, Rabbi Akiva, why not? Ish, ish, l'rabbi's oral. That according to Rabbi Akiva, he holds an oral is called like a tummy. Like a person that's tummy. Therefore, a person that's tummy, he can't touch the mechatis, he's metama the mechatis. Therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, if a person that's an oral spritzes the mechatis upon a person, the person is not tor. The Omar Rava said, "Have a yesivna kaima the Rav Yosef. I was sitting in front of Rav Yosef. The Kashli had a question that le lishtamet tana v'listna yoro v'yatomei v'leima Rav Akivahi. How come I never found a Mishnah that said clearly that an oral, a person, doesn't have a bris mila, and a tomei is the same person, the same type of alocha, and then we'll say that Mishnah goes according to Rav Akiva. Like if that's Rav Akiva Shita, how come no Mishnah ever said like that?" So he said back, "V'loy, there's no Mishnah. V'akatoni is a pharaoh's Mishnah in Chagiga that says that her oral via tomei pturim in Aria. It says that a person that's an oral and a person that's a tomei, he has no mitzvah to be able to regal to bring a carbon evlos Aria. So l'chura, why? Because a tomei and an oral have the same halacha, that an oral is also like a tomei. So Chutzaraya to Rabbi Kiva Shita. Tamura says no. At least he held Hosom Mishum Demoyis. Over there, it's a different svara. The reason why there's no mitzvah to be other regal to go into the Beis Hamikdash, because it's mias, like Rashi says, liroyis bazara. A person that's an oral that doesn't have a bris milah, it's not a nice thing for him to come into the Beis Hamikdash. Like Hashem is not happy with him. So therefore, that's why he's potter from the mitzvah's other regal. But not because an oral maybe has the same halacha like a talmudic person. So this Mishnah will not bring a complete proof to Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara says, they go according to their machlokes that we had before. Rashi says, Reb Yehuda v'Rabban and the Afligul Yael be Andrugnus. We had a machlokes before for an Andrugnus. That's a person that has simoni Isha and simoni of a Zohar. He has a Gid and he has a Mokum like an Isha. So if he's Mekadish to Mechatis, he takes the ashes from the Paraduma and puts it into the water. It was a machlokes before if he could be Mekadish or not. The machlokes is that an Adrugnis is a Sophic Isha. So the Machloikis says, could an Isha be Mekadish to Mechadis? So the Tanya will not like this. It says, HaKol K'sherim Mekadish. Everybody is kosher to be Mekadish to Mechadis. That means to put the ashes of the Paradum into the water. Chutz Mecheres Shaita V'Kotin. Only excluding Mecheres Shaita V'Kotin. But everybody else is kosher. Who's everybody else? Even an Isha. An Isha is kosher to be Mekadish to Mechadis. Reb Yehuda machshir b'kotin ul paisel b'isha. Reb Yehuda shita is that a kotin is kot. He's machshir a kotin. A kotin could make the kiddush, could put the eifer into the water, but ul paisel b'isha, he holds an isha is possible to make the kiddush by the mechatis. Over yandrugnis, my time with rabbanon. B'isha of yandrugnis, the same svara. That an isha and adrugnis is the same svara, and adrugnis is a sophic isha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, they can't be mekadish to mechatis. But according to Rabbanan, an isha could. So the Gemara explains my time with Rabbanan. What's the time of the Rabbanan that they hold that by being mekadish, putting the eifer, the ashes of the paraduma into the water, even an isha could do it to be mekadish it? The pasuk says, v'lokhu latomei me'ofas reifas achatis. This is the pasuk that's talking about now taking the ashes and putting it into the water to be mekadosh it. So Rashi says, "V'lochu latomei boser asifas aforo ksiv hachavoida the kiddush." The pasuk before is talking about first after you burn the paraduma, you have to gather together the ashes. That's one avoida like. That's called asifas aforo. You have to gather together the ashes of the paraduma. Now this pasuk that we afterwards talks about the kiddush. It says v'lochu, you have to take from those ashes and put it into the water. So Rashi says v'yein avoidem afsekes beintayin. There's nothing in between it. So therefore the rabbanon hold like this: ha'nich the pasle biasifa, whoever is posel, they can't gather together the ashes is psulim mekiddush. Who are then not allowed to take the ashes now and throw it into the water? They can't be mekadish to mechatis. Whoever is kosher to gather together the ashes of the paraduma, and achnami is ksherim b'kiddush. They're also kaddish. They're kosher to make the kiddush. So Rashi says, for osam dashinan, and by the din of asifa we dashin the osav ish v'loy katan. We dashin dafka a man and not a katan. A katan can't make the asifa, can't gather together the ashes of the paraduma. With Ashen Tor, Lahashar as Isha, that even an Isha is allowed to gather together the ashes. So that's the Rabbanan's Drosha, that who are then by the Kiddush of the Mechatis, of putting the ashes into the water, the same halacha. A cotton that's possible to make the Asifa is possible to make the Kiddush, and an Isha that's kosher to make the Asifa, she's also kosher to make the Kiddush. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Amalok, Rabbi Yehuda says no. In Cain, if the same sulam applied both places, name the kroah velokach. It just should have said the word velokach. My velokhu. What's this double lashon ravim of velokhu? Like Rashi says in Cain, the who are safe velokit lagavi mekadish lichta velokach letomei ki yechad echsev biasifa biyosaf lashon yochid. Just like by the biyosaf of gathering together the ashes, it says a lashon yochid. If the safe of the kiddush means the same halachis, it should have also used the lashon yochid of lokach. My v'loku, what does the lashon of v'loku? It means to say a different halacha. The afilo hanech the psulim asim means even the people like a kotim that's possible to make the asifa together, the yeshiva together, k'sherim hacha. But over here, by the kiddush, a kotim is kosher. That's a Yehudi shita. For the Gemara, if so, ihochi isha nami, if so, even an isha should be kosher for the kiddush. Like Mazuch and Isha's kosher for the Asifa, for sure she should be kosher for the Kiddush. Like Rabbi Yehuda is saying, even a kotin that's possible for the Asifa, but he's allowed to make the Kiddush. So Gemara says, the Pasuk says, V'nosan, and we darshin v'loi v'nosna. So it's mashmash b'feirish and Isha's possible. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Russian. Tosfos says, the bottom Tosfos is a kroa yisera kadorish. It's like an extra Pasuk. That's not a drasha. The whole Torah says in Lashon Zocher, and it applies to Isha, to an Isha also. Now here's from Kroa Yisairu who make this drasha. That's the view of drasha. Since it says Venosan extra to teach us, and not a Misha. For Rabbanim, what do Rabbanim do with this drasha? Iksiv Lokach Venosan. If it would have said the same words both times, V'lokach and v'nosan havamino shokil chad v'yoyiv chad. I would have thought you have to have two different people. One person has to gather together the ashes, and another person has to put it into the water. You can't have the same person. It's kosav rachmona v'loku. It says no v'loku. The kosav rachmona v'loku would have just said a word v'loku v'nosnu havamino. I also would have thought to shakli tray v'yoyiv tray. Then maybe Dafka need two people to collect the ashes and two people to put it into the water. It's kosav rachmona v'loku v'nosan the afilu shakli tray v'yoyiv chad. It's also good. In other words, there's no halacha. You have to have special people for the asifa and for the kiddush. Same person could do both. You could have two for one and one for the other. That's the drasha v'lokach v'nosan v'nosna. But not to teach us that anisha is psula. Therefore, the rabbanim say whoever is kosher for the asifa is kosher for the kiddush, and whoever is possible like the kotin is possible for the kiddush. Anisha that's kosher for the asifa is kosher for the kiddush. And if you two the shita is known, we have a ribu even a kotin is kosher. Mashenka anisha is possible for the kiddush, because the pasuk says v'nosan and not v'nosno.